adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be here.
Nika Howard.
Hey, guys. I'm excited. And here.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. Give me your Game Boys.
It's Halloween. It's not Christmas. Although, it's not even Halloween.
When this comes out, it's going to be like a good week out from Halloween.
Yeah.
But for us, it is the day after Halloween, and we are dressed up.
Yeah.
On stream.
Dios de los Muertos.
That's right.
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
The
Day of the Dead.
My favorite of the Shoot Boy movies. What movie are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, you're in a college dorm room. There's a poster. It's not the two
Dawn
girls
of the
kissing.
Dead?
It's not the two girls kissing, it's the other one.
The wave. The Japanese wave.
No, it's the yellow 90s Corvette.
Oh!
The male shoot movie.
Fuck, I know.
It's not Reservoir Dogs.
Yes, I know.
Irish.
The Irish one. Oh, yes!
The Transporter.
Oh, Boondock Saints! Boondock Saints!
It's All Saints Day. Anyways, that's what I'll say.
Nice.
Hey, everybody, what are you dressed up as?
I'm a real sleepy dad on Christmas morn. Kind of like our good friend Nick that one time.
Give a visual for the listeners at home.
Well, I hope this day gets over soon. Luckily, I got this Joe.
He's wearing a robe, and it's cut down to his belly button, and it's just his old chest hairs out.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah, and Jennifer put makeup
put
on
makeup
to make me look
under
sleepy.
His eyes to make him sleepy.
What are you, Jennifer?
I'm dressed as admin from the famous Twitter account, DeSharezone.
Nice.
I have a skeleton makeups on, and I have a DeSharezone shirt with a skeleton and sunglasses.
Nice. Nika, what are you?
I'm a sandwich artist from Subway. I'm here to take your order. And I put my hair up in the traditional messy bun, as is the way, so the hair doesn't get in your food, but it's probably going to get in your food. Not that that happens at Subway. I'm not speaking
for sure.
Ill of Subway.
When you turn it on, it's like, damn, Nika works at Subway now. Okay, I hope she remembered to dress up.
Yeah.
Just got off my shift.
Bachman, what are you, my big baby?
I'm a baby bear. I got furry arms and furry paws and a furry face and a furry body.
Yeah.
And I got, on my head, I got a pink headband and I got a bib that says my first season and it has a football on it. And I got a pacifier.
Yeah. Bachman is definitely kind of double dipping tonight.
Bachman just stole from his baby for this costume.
Bachman's definitely double dipping tonight in that he's recording this, which will probably make some money off of. And also, all the dirty perverts that he dressed up as a baby bear fur. So
yeah.
He's got the furries covered,
that
the baby likers,
you
know.
The bear likers.
Yeah.
All the people that this costume is for, you know who you are. Send those Game Boys.
Yeah, so send him a Game Boy. He's a bad baby bear. And
he needs Game Boys to live.
I need a cam site that is like, where instead of tipping me tokens, you just hit me used Game Boys.
Nice. Please kill me. Michael, what are you supposed to be?
I am Stuart from Letterkenny.
It's a very good outfit.
You look great.
I've got long black hair, and I'm wearing a very dumb hat and overalls. I don't have, is it, what do you call that shirt?
A white tank top, a nondescript
white
tank
top
without
you.
A hem in the bottom that's ribbed.
Thank you.
You got to.
A wife beater?
You're not, that's what, we don't call it that anymore.
I was trying to exactly not say that.
What? It's a white tank top.
With a nondescript?
With a white ribbed tank top with no hem on the bottom.
We're having a good time because you know what? It's our special day.
It's our special day.
It's our birthday.
Almost. It's our anniversary.
That's right. D&D podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My sister yesterday, they adopted a baby boy who was just born. He was born at 11:51 on spooky Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was pretty good.
What a blessed.
Damn.
Well, cursed baby.
Cursed yeah, what boy. A cursed baby.
He's like Harry Potter or something.
I hope he's a warlock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a kid who came to my house dressed as Harry Potter yesterday, and he was about 6. And whenever he left, I shut the door and I turned around and I told Danny, he don't know shit about Harry Potter. He isn't even old enough to... But he was a cute Harry Potter.
Wow. God, you're like calling poser. Out fake.
Like, tell me
the terms of service of Pottermore say you have to be 13 to get sorted.
How did you even know that you're a Gryffindor?
Yeah, bitch.
6 years.
6 years.
Six years on this earth.
Wow. I knew when we first started that we were probably going to be a big fucking deal, you know?
289, right? Jeez. Or
yep.
88.
89
episodes.
A handful of bonus episodes that aren't numbered.
An unknown number of downloads.
An unknowable number.
Let's call it 13-ish million, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
Thank you, everybody.
666 million.
Yeah. It means a lot to us that we still have people saying that they just found the show or making truly horrific, god-awful, you should be embarrassed to your family, Dorkblade jokes. Like, the number of, like, I'm on episode 13, and I'm just going to, like, pepper you with episode 13, 18, 19 terrible jokes. I respect it. I'm not mad at you. I want it to keep happening, and you might never hear this, but it's just so good to know.
10 years in the future.
So true.
Someone was tweeting at me. I forget how far along they were. Maybe, like, in the, like, 30s, like, 20s, and they're like, do you ever roll any better? And I'm like, buddy. I got some bad news for you.
No, I do not. And they're like, well, I have a video for you to check out.
You just watch this one video.
They did not do that.
When was the last time you got that video, Jennifer?
It's not been that long. It's been a few months.
Yeah, someone sent me a barbecue, and they're like, ha, ha, ha. Do you still get that? I'm like, yeah, I get it every now and again, but we get another one much, much more that you haven't heard yet. And it's like, no spoilers! I'm like, all right, well, you're going to definitely tweet rose gold at us in 2019, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
And I'm not complaining.
Again,
it's just,
no, it was just funny, because it's like, funny. Holy shit, this is like...
Don't think that I'm asking for you to do it more. That is absolutely not what's happening. But I think it's very cute, and I believe it's it helps get me through one of the most hellish years that have existed.
Truly.
Damn, it's true.
You know what's another thing that'll get you through a hellish year? Do you know what happened today, everybody, in real time?
What?
GeeklyCon tickets went on sale. You can go to geeklycon.com right now and buy a GeeklyCon ticket and then come hang out with us from July 18th to the 21st in Columbus, Ohio, our forever home.
Oh my gosh.
The place where we live forever now.
I'm so excited. I like genuinely, I can't remember if I've said this on the show before, but I like keep being surprised at how much I genuinely really like Columbus a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's a bunch of good shit, like, right around the hotel where the conference is. There's really good coffee, like, hipster-ass delicious coffee and good food. And
yep.
Those fucking pancakes.
Fucking
good-ass
pancakes and waffles.
The fact that
good
there's
job,
a Starbucks
Columbus.
Right across the street and that poke place right
around
the corner.
Oh, my God. They better fucking
be
over
that poke place.
Yeah, we should, like, email them and be like, yo, brother, get ready.
Brother.
Brother.
Yeah, it's a super, super fun, good time, so... Hop on over there, grab a ticket.
The sooner you buy a ticket, the sooner you'll have a ticket, and then we'll be able to use your money to do good shit. Because I don't know if you know this, planning conventions is difficult, and I don't want Michael and Carly and Nick and all the other wonderful GeeklyCon planning crew to die. So, like, if you know how much money you're getting at first, you can do cool shit with it. So, Yeah.
It does make it easier.
Last year, they sold out in 30 minutes, so don't wait.
Get on it now.
It's probably like 2 tickets left, so you should really get over there.
Probably 2. There's exactly the number of tickets you need for all your friends plus 2, you know?
Yeah, you better get on that.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
Shit.
Fuck.
If we sell out, do you think the hotel will give us more space?
I don't know. We'd have to talk about that.
Okay. Well, let's make that a good problem, I say.
Yeah. We'll probably sell it this year.
It's going to be great. I'm buzzing.
It's
going to be fucking awesome. Because it gets better every year.
Yeah. And this is the first year that we're going to the same place, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Hey.
All right.
You know what? You know what I would prefer to do right now?
What?
I would like to play some D&D.
You know what? Same, actually, brother.
Buddy, you got
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
I brought almost all my dice downstairs. So.
Oh, you dummy.
Can you... Don't touch that one, but give it to me.
The big one?
No, the small one.
Oh,
don't touch it. Don't touch it. Give it to me. Don't touch it.
I touched it. Is there another D20?
The big one. And
That is a spin-down counter.
Everybody roll a D20. Even Mike Bachman.
Even me?
Yeah.
I got a 16.
Actually, I wanted to use my bad one. I also got a 16.
You fool.
Shit.
These are mostly D6s.
I got a 17.
Your dice situation's not good right now.
I brought them all downstairs to play Waterdeep Dragon Heist. Oh, yeah. Go to patreon.com/D&D podcast where you can listen to Jennifer and I and some Boston friends play Waterdeep Dragon Heist.
Pissing ass. I rolled a 19.
Wow, that was the best round of rolling for the recap I've ever seen in my life.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what happened last week was that we are in fucking jail.
should we have Bachman take his headphones off?
Oh.
Nah, I'll take my binky out.
We showed up to the Shadowfell and immediately got our asses taken into a paddy wagon and put into jail. And we had a fun time in the very last episode, each of us in our own jail cells doing things for a bit. Rowan, her cellmate is a dark elf named Nibor Wara, and he's an archer, and he was like giving me some good intel, like, listen, you gotta go in the kitchen and steal some sausage casings to make a bow. We're gonna make prison bow and arrows.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I meant to listen to the episodes because I was curious what happened to you guys.
Yeah, we were gonna do that. And the other folks met their own crew, important crew. I think Toby tried to pretend like he was like a tough, like a gang lord.
What was his name?
Is it Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Brad,
yeah,
yes.
Something
Brad
like that.
The braggadocious, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, me and Brad hung out. Brad was on.
No, Toby's name is Brad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
You're Brad.
My name's Brad.
And you got mad at us for calling you Toby. He's like, you're like, no, I'm Brad.
Your roommate is Steinar Ulf.
I see that now. Brad is Toby.
And and Lottie was with the Bursey Ham Hands.
Yeah.
The Bursey Ham Hands.
Whom I've missed ever so much.
Because we're kind of in, like, hell? A version of what of the afterlife?
What the
maybe?
Fuck is prison? Hell prison. We're in hell prison.
We're in the Shadowfell.
It's like super jail.
Super jail.
It's like super jail. I think that's a perfect way to put it.
I have to say that my roommate is like pretty nice for this being super jail.
Everyone's really fucking nice in super jail.
Maybe he's a serial killer. I don't know it yet.
Brad has been trying to get in as many fights as possible, and he has not. And his like 8 strength has not gotten him murdered. So everyone's really nice here.
Maybe the worst thing you can do in hell is not be bad.
Oh, so true. If you're like a goody two shoes.
Yeah.
So that Frank is probably like,
he's baked
in a pie or something.
Frank is in solitary confinement.
You don't remember what happened at the end of the episode?
No.
Wasn't Frank like the biggest, like not the biggest guy, but he was like the one that was with the Stimer, what's his name? The bad guy, Stimer.
Stimer Duncan, the guard.
Yes, wasn't Frank
with
him?
That's a guard.
Steinar Ulf is my roommate and Steinar Duncan is
Stimer Duncan, Steinar Ulf. Like these are definitely names that people for Patreon gave us, so.
Did they do that on purpose to try to trip you up?
Yeah.
Okay,
Bursey Hamhands told Lonnie, you gotta punch the biggest guy in here. And so Lonnie was going to punch the biggest guy in there, who is the whale.
That's right. I remember now.
You were about to square off against the whale when Frank stepped out from behind him and is like, you know, you want a piece of a boy here.
Yeah.
The whale loves numbers. He loves math. And he loves checkbooks.
So the whale is Frank's buddy, is what you're saying.
Wait, is this a different whale?
No, this is the whale. This is the trickle-down economics whale.
Nice.
I mean, he was wearing a small trilby. That is accurate.
Whoa. How deep does this go? This is reference prison. yes. Okay, bye. That's a reference.
Wow.
Okay. Are you wanting to start with this, or you don't want to cut over to Scud? I'm asking because I got to go tinkle, but it's not an emergency.
So I think we do have to cut over to Scud. Y'all can just take a break.
Piss to your heart's delight.
We've been recording too much. We've hot and heavy recording here, so we need a quick minute.
We got to relax.
Yeah.
But this costume is too hot.
Do you regret wearing a costume as much as I do?
Oh, I do. Yeah. No, but see, the nice part about this is that Carly made it just so easy to take on and off.
Okay. So.
Really, my arms are about this hairy, so it's probably fine.
It's all that I look like I'm wearing the same thing. All right. So, Scud.
Yes.
Derringer.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
You all teleport to the Shadowfell.
Right.
And unfortunately for you, you weren't there when this happened, so you didn't get to make your saving throw, which means you failed it. Because everyone just, as soon as you got there, just started feeling their like life force being drained from them.
Uh-huh.
And Scud just passed out. He passed out hardcore.
Did he die?
He didn't die.
Oh, okay.
He just passed out. And then I think maybe Scud has just very blurry memories of being in a wagon, a cart sort of thing with everyone else and some other guy. And he's probably just coming in and out of consciousness slightly. And he remembers that other guy getting stabbed a whole lot.
Wait, so I was being taken by two guys and then one guy got stabbed by the other guy?
No, you were, you and all the rest of the group were locked up in the back of this wagon with one other guy. And that other guy kept getting stabbed by the guards whenever somebody did something dumb.
Whenever anybody did anything dumb?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news for us.
Yeah, it was good for you guys, not great for him.
Right.
He didn't like it. So, yeah, you're just sort of zoning in and out of consciousness. You kind of remember getting dragged. And then the next thing you know, water gets splashed in your face. And you become awake.
Ah, I'm awake now!
You are in a chair. Your arms are bound.
What's this chair?
There's a desk, and there's a hooded man sitting across the desk. It looks like he's filling out some paperwork.
Cool hood!
And he goes, what is your name?
My name's Scud Derringer, and I'm gonna be the best skeleton trainer in the whole world.
I see.
Where are my skeletons?
You don't know.
Were they with me when we went to the Shadowfell?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have any equipment?
Your arms are, you're bound, so you can't really move.
Right, but is my stuff on me?
You can't, you don't think so.
Okay.
Can't really tell. He says, how do you plead?
Usually on my knees, but it's very difficult tied to this chair.
I'll put down not guilty.
That sounds great to me.
And do you have any special skills we should know about?
I'm an okay cook. And I can make fire with my hands, I think. Pretty good at sucking the life from my enemies. I can control bones. I can touch somebody and make them cold. I can shoot them with a ray and make them sick.
That's enough. he motions and what appears to be a dark elf, or potentially a half dark elf, comes over and turns your left hand over.
I can create 10 gallons of water.
and slices your hand with a knife.
My hand?
Yeah. And then your hand starts bleeding.
Ow! Ow!
A fair amount, and
I'm bleeding now.
He catches a bunch of the blood in a vial and stoppers it up and walks out.
Does he do anything? My hand just like going?
Yeah.
Is it still just bleeding? Did he like? Is it like a bad part of my hand? Am I okay?
You're fine.
Superficial. Okay.
Yeah. You're not gonna die from this.
Hey, buddy, I need that blood.
No one seems to be talking to you. Then you are now dragged to a cell.
Am I still in the chair?
No, you are untied, and two guards bodily sort of drag you to this cell, and they take off your shackles and toss you in. Before you go in, it's like a long hallway with just tons and tons of cells on both sides. And
you guys have great bone structure. I'll see you later.
And they throw you in and slam the door behind you. And there's a very sort of spindly, if you could say weaselly looking dragonborn in there who looks more like a lizard than a dragon. He goes,
"Ah, so fresh meat, eh? What are you in for?"
I don't know where I am.
Ah, you're in the city of Grohl. It's a city prison. It's impossible to escape from. You're gonna spend the rest of your life here. But
how long have you been here, friend?
About 6 years. But my new friend, you've hit the fucking jackpot. 'Cause you got me as a roommate.
Go on.
And I don't like any trouble at home, if you know what I mean. I like to be able to sleep at night.
Do you have a good pillow?
I do. No one else does, but I do. Because you know what? We live like kings here, because I'm in good with the boss.
That sounds great. How do I get in good with the boss?
I like the way you think. I like, this is great. I was worried you'd come in here to get this new roommate. Last one died. May you rest in peace. I was worried that you'd come in here and you'd be another troublemaker. But I like what I'm seeing from you. I actually can take you to see the boss right now if you want.
Then I need to get some bones.
You do know that, like, you have, basically, are just wearing an orange, gross orange jumpsuit, and you don't have any of your stuff.
Do I need stuff to control bones?
No, but you also notice that you can't even cast, like, a cantrip. Your spell.
Ooh, do
your
I got, like, a collar
ability,
or some shit?
No.
This isn't, like a X-Men type, like, power dampener?
For some reason, your power is being dampened.
Okay. All right, let's go see the boss.
All right, this is great. Let's do it. I love seeing the boss.
Do you know why I can't cast spells?
Yeah, I do. You're a spellcaster?
I've dabbled.
I guess I should have, context clues should have told me that you're a spellcaster. Yeah, you know that blood? See how your hand is still dripping with blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, they take your blood and they put it in a special room. And when it's in there, you can't cast no more spells.
Oh, blood control. I haven't seen blood control in years.
Yeah, it's very effective. It's very effective because there's a lot of spellcasters in here. All right. Come with me. And he moves the bed aside and pulls up a floorboard. And there's like actually a little handle under there. And he pulls it up and there's actually a hole right there in the cell. And he's like, down here. And he starts crawling through this tunnel.
I'll follow him into the tunnel.
All right. You go. It's not too far. You come out of the tunnel and you're in a little hallway. And you walk down the hallway. And there's a weirdly elaborate door. And you open the door and it suddenly smells nice. You walk through the door. And
what did it smell like before?
It smelled musty and kind of gross.
Uh-huh.
And the shadow fell. There's like no, all the color has been sucked out of everything. And it's just kind of like, it seems like it's snowing ash all the time.
Right.
And it's just generally kind of gross. It's like the Upside Down, sort of.
Okay.
So you go in through this door and it's this sort of cheerily lit room with a roaring fireplace. There's thick carpets. Weirdly, there's marble columns and like exotic wood paneled walls. And there's art on the walls.
Uh-huh.
And they're all of this one guy in various poses. And you look over and you see that same very guy
sitting in like a high back chair with like gold around the edges and stuff. Next to him, there's like a large wooden globe set in a stand. There's all sorts of statues of like various things. And you actually notice one of the statues, or like one on one of the plinths, is what looks like an actual real skeleton.
Oh, nice.
And so you see this guy sitting in a chair, and he's actually, let's see, where's his description?
Hey, what was our orb made out of?
It was like a metal.
Okay. Okay.
So this guy has like this huge scar. It looks like if you would chop somebody's head off, you know, between the, or chop somebody's head in half between the like nose and the eyes. This guy looks like his head was chopped off and then put back and sewed back on. He's got this huge scar that like goes all the way around his head.
Okay.
And he's also wearing like a mink coat, and he's got an extremely smirky smile on his face, and he's got long sort of slick back hair. Looks like he thinks he's like a real kind of cool guy. He's got kind of gray at the temples, and he goes, "Who? Ah, Jimmy, who have you brought me?" And Jimmy goes, "Hey, it's my new roommate, whose name I definitely asked before. It's Scott Derringer. We talked about it, our names in the tunnel."
"You must be the boss."
Yes, that's correct. I am the boss. And he opens up the globe, and inside there's like decanters and ice and like tumblers, and he pulls out a couple glasses and puts some ice into them and pours some sort of liquor into them, and he goes, "Would you like a drink, Scud?"
"Sounds great."
He hands you a drink, and it's a very good whiskey.
Oh, do I recognize the whiskey?
Do you have intimate knowledge of many whiskeys?
I don't think so, but you know, maybe I came across it.
It tastes like a really good one to you.
Oh, this tastes expensive.
It is. We live like kings down here.
So I've been told.
That's right. I make
How
sure...
do you come to acquire such riches? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem. I'm a dealer of sorts.
Mm.
I broker information. I get people what they need. And in return, I get to live how I want down here.
And what if what I need is to leave?
Well, that's probably the one thing that you're going to have a tough time with. But why leave? We have everything we want here.
I'm pretty sure I had a quest I was on. I can't remember what it is, but it was important.
Well, Scud, I need people. I need people to work for me. I need people who I can trust and who have easy access to this place, which means you being roommates with Jimmy over here. Jimmy Skaggs is his name. You being friends with Jimmy?
Yes, he told me in the tunnel.
you being friends with him is lucky for you, because his cell is easy access to this place. And I need to make sure that you're trustworthy. So I'm gonna put you on a little quest, if you don't mind.
No problem. I never even read my sister's diary or told anyone that I didn't have a sister.
All right, I like it. Scud, I'm going to set you up with a nice cushy job in the laundry. And you take this note, and he hands you a sealed envelope. And he says, you take this note, and your first shift, you put it between some of the fresh laundry and cart number 7. And that's all you got to do.
What does it say?
Well, that's...
Scud is opening the note.
That's not important.
what?
I need you to not open the note. And that's how I, if you can, you know, not open that note, then I'll know I can trust you.
Well, it's already a little open. Can I just peek what I've opened so far?
Jimmy, who is this guy you brought me? Is he a joke? Is he a funny guy?
I don't know, boss. I brought him down here like you told me. And he seems fine. I think he's just kidding around. Isn't that right, Scud?
Yes, I'm just kidding around.
And I slowly fold the note back up. But I'm kind of like peeking a little bit.
You just leave that in the cart number 7.
and then we'll be able to do some business together. Does that sound okay to you, Scud?
What's in it for me?
Well, first of all, I won't have to have you murdered.
That's a plus.
And you'll get to how do we say it? You'll get to live like a king down here.
What does that mean?
How do kings live? I've never met a king, not one that was alive.
You get the best food, you get the best drinks. If you need anything, you get that. Whatever you want.
What would be considered the best food in this place?
I have my own food brought
in. It's like a lot of gruel. Like, you get more of it.
Oh, yeah. No. You don't want any of that stuff. We got the good stuff down here.
Okay.
I have my own personal chef. Cooks things up for me real nice.
That sounds great!
All right. Sounds like dinner's already started, so you better get on your way.
Okay, so we'll head off. Is Jimmy Skaggs coming with me?
Yes.
Okay.
And just as you guys come back out of the hole into the room, the guard is waiting there, and he goes, "Come on, Jimmy."
So he saw us come out of the hole?
Yeah, he's like, "Come on, Jimmy. You're gonna have to pay me 6 more packs of smokes with this stuff. Come on. I can't just be standing around here covering for you."
What are smokes in this world?
What do you think smokes are?
I would say that smokes in this world are kind of like almost like cheap like this guy's really into like magic, but not like real magic, like parlor magic. So these are like little like smoke puffs, so you can throw at your feet and try and pretend like you're gonna disappear. And he's practicing his act, so he needs a lot of them.
He's like, Jimmy's like, all right, and he hands him these 6 small shiny balls. Here's your 6 smokes, and so you guys head towards the cafeteria, and it sounds like there's a ruckus going on in there.
Oh,
and you enter the cafeteria, and you see what appears to be a very large man with a very small hat facing off with a bunch of people, including your friends.
My friends? All of them?
And then we'll bring everyone back.
But Jimmy Skaggs says he's my friend now.
Well, not all. So, okay, not all your friends. Some of your friends.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello?
Hello.
So what the fuck's happening?
You are about to get into a fist fight.
Oh, hell yeah! I'm Brad!
Wait, a fist fight? This is the best possible kind of fight.
with the whale?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So you're facing off with the whale and some of his friends and apparently Frank, who is apparently now the leader of the whale's crew.
I'm gonna fucking give Frank a swirly.
Roll for swirl.
Now one problem I am seeing right now is that I do not currently have a bow and arrow nor any weapons, so roll is not gonna be super helpful in this fight.
Y'all are gonna need to just be really creative.
Oh no. And we can't do magic either, right?
Mm-mm. No.
Wait. So you guys are you guys actively engaged in combat with this one dude?
Yeah, they are about to be.
and all the other prisoners are presumably standing around, maybe even some corrupt guards cheering this on?
There is a big circle around them.
Okay.
And everyone seems very excited to see the...
Are there any guards in that circle?
There are guards, and they don't seem to mind.
Perfect. All right.
It gets boring in a super jail.
Is he the biggest guy in the room?
The whale? Yes. He's easily the
biggest guy.
Wait,
they're fighting the whale?
Yeah.
you said a big guy in a tiny hat. I didn't realize it was a whale.
Well, he's the whale.
What does he look like?
Yeah, paint me a word picture.
So he is a very big, let's say he's a Goliath.
Another Goliath. Wow, you're yeah. rewarded for Goliath.
The other guy was a half Goliath.
Oh, okay.
Who is
Michael's
a half
living
Goliath?
Out his fantasy so through
our,
this.
Our friend.
Brooktog.
Brooktog.
Oh, Brooktog. This guy's a full Goliath.
Oh, daddy.
And he is just this big, massive hunk of humanity.
What's
and,
he wearing?
Everyone is the same sort of mustardy orange overalls.
They're overalls, okay.
He, like, some people have, like, ripped the arms off and stuff like that, like Toby.
Oh, they're like a jumpsuit situation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he has ripped so much of the arms off that there's basically just, like, little strings that are connecting over his
so
shoulders.
So he has G-string straps, spaghetti straps.
Pretty Very much. Good. Yeah, he's got spaghetti straps, essentially.
Wow.
And you just
that,
see
but he
his...
has large... Probably moist. It's hot in here, I assume. Chest muscles and...
Oh, they're rippling and gigantic.
Yeah, oh, he looks like a Ren and Stimpy character.
Is he, like, muscular like a bodybuilder or muscular like a strong man who picks up a truck or a large tree?
Yeah, he's not, like... Let's not say he's, like, super cut. He's, like...
He's just know, big.
This, he's got, like,
he's
a belly.
A big
like,
fucking guy.
Does he go like, to super like, cuts?
He
does,
would rip a tree from the ground.
Does he go to sport cuts? Sounds like a sport cuts
he's
guy.
He seems very bald, and he does have a small trilby on, as discussed earlier.
Okay,
is that the mark of their prison gang?
The trilby, yes.
Is Frank yes, wearing
and,
a trilby?
Yes, and Frank is also wearing a trilby.
Oh, so I'm gonna kick his fucking ass.
We're in the cafeteria still.
Uh huh. Roll for initiative, please. There, the whale has another big guy with him, who appears to be. Let's say maybe he's got a little troll in him.
Wait, Michael, right. I didn't indicate that I know these people yet, right?
You did not, and they okay. haven't seen you yet.
Okay, I'm not going to be engaging quite yet.
I got a 15.
I got a 20.
I also got a 15.
20 for Toby. Mm-hmm. And then I'm assuming Lonnie would go next?
I have a 20 deck, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, we get to choose.
Well.
Fifth edition.
Let's have Lonnie, because I think Lonnie's going to do a lot better in this situation than Rowan.
Every
is.
Turn, you guys get to choose who goes.
Okay.
In what order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can you know, be strategic, but probably it's going to be Lonnie first.
Hell yeah, baby. All right.
Okay. Wait, are you guys still strong?
No.
I am.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
I'm.
Wait, Lonnie, your blood worthless. Didn't get taken?
My blood did.
Well.
But she's not magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's just punch.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If it makes, if it just affects magic or if it like makes you like weak too. Like if you're like the strong boy or you no longer strong.
I guess
we don't know for sure.
I mean, yeah, Toby's been doing really bad at punching.
It's a good idea to get into a fight before you find that out.
We're just going based off of the power we had.
Yeah. All the information we know is magic based. So, because Rowan is like going to build, he's going to build a bow. So it's
right.
not like. Yeah.
Add a sausage.
Okay.
All right. Toby, you're up first. There is Frank and the whale. And let's call him, what should we call him? What's a good name?
Hiccup and Burp.
I'll call him Burp.
Some twitch. Can I do I want to do my ability to understand alchemy, and I would like to do like an alchemy check to figure out the grossest, most gnarliest food near me, and I want to throw that into the whale's eyes.
All right, give me an alchemy check.
It's intelligence plus something. 17. No,
Michael. Could I roll initiative not to fight, but so that I could have a conversation with Jimmy that goes over the course of the fight. You know, like little chunks of the conversation each time my turn comes around.
Sure.
All right. That's a 4.
19 total.
You know that. So there's. We remember there's gruel and there's a kind of gross beans.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I know much of bean lore, so I pick up. A big bowl of bean goo, and I huck it at the whale's eyes, just like a.
Okay, well, I think your alchemy skill would tell you that if you with some of the properties of the dirt on the floor, if you just kind of like threw it in there real quick,
okay,
and mixed it with some of let's say there's a milk.
Okay.
You guys get milk. You have to drink milk.
We have to drink milk now. That's our punishment. Yeah. I do that. I spit in it. I bite my lip and spit a little bit of blood in it too, and I stir it. Is that my action or?
Oh, you can throw it.
Why did I fucking throw it at the whale's face?
Alright, roll to throw.
My eyes sparkle, luckily. Woohoo! I rolled a 19, plus my dex, where to go with? I have a 2 dex, so that's 21 based on there, then I have my proficiency. It's an improvised weapon, we can all agree, but did we sleep at all? I don't know. No, I've been getting my ass kicked. That's right. Yeah, I huck it.
You've been getting your ass kicked. I'm all right.
I have about a 21, depending on if you want to give me proficiency or not, which I wouldn't necessarily think I would. I don't know.
What was the final number?
I think 21.
All right, it smashes him right in the face.
Perf.
And roll, why don't you do 2d6 acid damage to him?
Oh, shit. Perfect. Wait, were these the beans?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bean damage.
These acidic beans.
7 total bean damage is what I rolled.
He's like, ah!
And is he blind? He's probably blinded is what I'm going for.
He's
going
to have disadvantage on his next attack.
Yeah, and then I scream to everyone else, this is Brian's house now! And I jump on the table, and then I look down at the table, and I look around, and then I run behind Lonnie.
Frank points at Toby.
No!
And he makes a fist. And he runs over and he tries to sock Toby right in the face.
I'm behind Lonnie.
Well, yeah.
He ducked around.
Yeah.
He's also right next to Lonnie now.
On a grid-based system, he can get to me while Lonnie's just gritting her teethies.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting.
Would you say that his fist is considered a missile? I can deflect it.
I think this is technically a missile.
I don't think anyone would say that Frank's fist is a missile.
I disagree, but okay.
This is very disrespectful to Frank, the character you've created lovingly.
He rolls a 15 minus 1, so that's 14 versus your armor class.
It meets it beats, baby! I don't have a mage arm anymore, I realized just now.
Oh, no.
So ooh, Toby!
I only have a 14 armor class, which is pretty good. Oh, wait, I don't have my bracers, do I?
No, all your stuff is taken away.
No.
Oh, I didn't unequip everything I own. Okay, so I have a 12.
Piss!
Daddy.
He punches you, and you take 1 hit point of damage.
Do I have my immovable rods, or...?
No, you don't have anything.
There you go. 1 point of damage, you said?
1 point of damage.
Frank!
That's not a lot.
And he goes, Toby, make it look good!
Okay! And I throw myself on the ground, and like, you punched Brad too hard! You're too strong!
Nice one!
Lonnie, you're up.
Okay. I would like to... How many of them are standing close to each other?
So Frank is like next to you, and the other two guys are standing about, let's say, 15 feet away. Both of them right next to each other.
Here's a phrase I never thought we'd have to say. If you move, Frank is going to take an opportunity attack. He chooses to, Michael. He chooses to, I believe.
You know, I think I'll take that chance. Are the other two people, one of them is the whale, or there
one
are two people
the
and
the whale?
Okay, I'm going to go and I'll say, Toby, grab onto my back or go hide behind Rowan.
Okay.
And then I'll wait for a second and then I'm going to go forward. I don't know if Toby doesn't have the ability.
I think I can go with you.
No. Yeah. Okay. Shit. Okay, well.
Yeah, you're fine.
Maybe next time, Toby, I'll take you with me. And then I will go up to the other two, so Frank may have his attack if he wish.
Frank does not take an opportunity attack.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, cool.
We don't have all the information yet. We'll see what's up.
I want to go up to the other guys, and I'm going to hit them with my drunken frenzy. So I'm just going to... I get to punch each one of them.
Okay. Awesome.
Does a... 17 hit.
Yes.
One of them.
Both of them it would hit.
Oh, and the other one is a nat 20. I'll let that go to who you want it to be on.
It's up to you. You can pick.
Well, then I want to pick the whale.
That's a good choice.
Okay. Also, I don't think I've got to do this since we leveled, but my damage die went up.
Lucky?
Oh, shit. Okay, the one attack on the other guy that's not the whale will be a 10 damage. Okay. And then on the whale... Oh my god, I rolled a 1 and a 2. No! He's gonna take 8 damage. That's... Wait, do I... Yeah, just 8 damage.
Okay. Still not nothing. What does your punch look like?
So Lonnie goes and she... Let's say that Frank doesn't take the attack of opportunity, but it looks really cool cinematically, because Lonnie, like, ducks down and tries to sweep her leg like she's going around Frank so that he can't take the attack of opportunity.
Okay.
And then she sweeps around as her leg sweeps and shifts her weight, and she uses the momentum from her leg coming around to punch up with one fist, and she hits the one guy, and her fist goes so hard that it continues on and punches the whale right in his blowhole.
In our world, Goliaths have blowholes. Dragonborn have tails.
Yeah.
Some do.
That's just the way it is, buckaroo.
Goliaths have
blowholes. Wait a minute. So, like, what's the angle? Because so if you imagine the blowhole and your fist, like, goes, does it just go straight into the blowhole? Does it punch the back wall inside the whale?
You know, I think it does. I think it just punches the back of his brain.
Yeah, and that's where our Goliath and Faerun.
That's his weak point.
Their blowhole.
Yeah.
For massive damage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's if it were a video game, he'd have a growing or a glowing little red circle there.
And he kind of twisted away when Toby threw the gross beans into his face. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Rowan.
Okay. So, what's the shoe situation on everyone up in here? Like, are they little slippies? Do they got shoestrings? Like boots?
They are, I think they're basic sort of papery slippers, but they do have ties. And there's actually probably a belt sort of like thing around your waist as well.
Okay, cool. So what I would like to do is I would like to sneak up behind the whale and try to tie his shoes together.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna, I've been staring at my character sheet. I don't got a lot to work with right here.
I have even less than you.
Do not have a lot to work with. So we'll just see how it goes.
Okay. And you are proficient in shoe tying, I see there.
Yes, that's on my character sheet. So 21 for stealth.
All right, you vanish in the middle of this crowd.
I just like step backwards really quickly, and there's just like so much chaos, and the beans are flying.
There's so many beans in his eyes.
Nobody can see.
Everyone loses track of you.
So I sneak up behind the whale, and I quickly tie his little shoes together. And then can I just give him a quick little shove in the butt?
Like like
unarmed strike, push him forward.
Do a butt that. Punch.
A sharp shove in the butt.
Well, off. you can do a push.
Is that how's that different?
It's like a strength contest. You're probably not going to win a strength
contest.
That seems
like a bad idea. No, I want to do a targeted neek.
Okay. You want to punch his butt for damage.
I'm going to punch his butt.
Punch his butt.
I'm going for surprise.
Okay.
So I want to aim directly where his butthole is.
His blowhole.
The other blowhole.
Yeah.
So that the shock of it, that he will try to step forward, but my friends, he cannot.
Okay, I see.
Oh God! Everyone, wish me luck. All right, that could have been better. 14.
All right, you punch him in the butt. It doesn't seem to do a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to damage his butt. I'm trying to get him off balance.
He's a mechanic for this.
And then he tries to step forward to rebalance himself.
Yes.
And his ass trips.
Yes.
Michael, make him fall on her and then she'll die.
No, I'm behind. He's falling forward.
Make him fall in such a way that he stuffs her whole body in his blowhole.
Yeah, Michael, please. This is yet another thing that Bachman's getting paid for.
I'm sorry, I cannot allow that. He falls forward, kind of right on his face.
Yeah.
And can you do 1d8 of damage to him?
Buddy, you know I can. Once I find that d8. A 7!
Nice.
Wow. He cracked. I imagine that he did the thing where he, like, fell, and he like bit his tongue some.
Yeah, bit it clean off. He's dead.
Yeah. He went down in a heap, and he is now prone and
he's rattled his
bleeding.
Skull.
Burp goes. Hey, what's that about? And he tries to, seeing Rowan sort of crouch down next to him, he takes a kick at you.
No!
He takes a kick?
Wait, I'm sorry, real quick. Did you just call this person Burp?
Yes,
his name is Burp, yeah.
I think I missed that. I respect it.
He's gonna roll a 12 against AC.
Okay, what the...
Which might be tough for you to...
I think that's gonna be pretty bad, because I'm pretty... What's this...
Yeah, you don't have leather on. Unequip all your shit. So you probably...
I'm a 10, I think.
No, because you have 4 dex.
You gotta have a dex.
Yeah, I don't think that hits. I think her AC is 14.
Okay.
Go to your equipment. Yeah, you have 14.
All right, that's not so bad.
So he takes a kick at you, and you sort of break dance out of the way in your crouched position. The whale is blinded, and his shoes are tied together.
He looks really stupid. He's taking psychic damage from how stupid he looks.
He's laying on his face. He wipes his face off, and he goes to stand up, and he kind of trips again.
In the beans. He trips in the beans.
He slides in the beans, and he goes, motherfucker! And he snaps his shoelaces apart.
Nice.
And stands up. But I think that's going to be most of his whole action there.
Wow, nice job, everybody.
This guy hates beans.
Yeah.
And then he sort of like looks to his left just as Bercy Ham Hands comes in.
Oh, no!
Oh, Bercy, be careful, sir!
And just blasts him in the face with like a huge left cross.
What a... Right in the blowhole.
Does he still have ham attached to his hands, or...
Are they honey glazed?
His hands are just the size of hams.
I thought he actually had ham on his hands that he was working on over time.
They're metaphorical hams.
At one point you guys did, I believe, capture him by encasing his hands in ham.
Right, and so he got out.
This is a very stupid show.
I think he has, at this point, he has gnawed his way through the ham.
When do we get to hear that story?
Yeah, did it take him all 12 years?
That's a Patreon
years,
exclusive. Oh,
damn it, you beat me to it.
Great mind.
Patreon.com/dndpodcast.
How about Bercy, the ham saga?
Oh, we are working on an exclusive Patreon campaign, by the way. Nothing to announce yet, but
it's pictures of Tim's feet.
I'm fucking like stepping in marshmallow fluff.
And beans.
Beans mixed together and I eat it. Fucking gross. That's the campaign.
Scud, it's your turn.
So, the combat's still happening, right? It's not over?
Yes.
Okay, it sounded pretty, like, climactic in that last...
You think that I did it? I kicked his ass. I made him fall on beans,
and it was done. I mean, how do you keep a fight going after that? But,
it's just too embarrassing.
So, Jimmy, I see you're, I'm talking like you now. So, Jimmy, I hear you're in pretty good with the guards, because I heard you talking. So, do you know where they keep all the blood?
Oh man, if I knew that, I could make a mint in here if I knew where the blood was. That's for sure. If you can find that out, you're in good shape.
That'd be great. Your breath does stink.
And that's the turn.
Toby.
I punch Frank.
No. A simple, wow, classic.
I mean, my maximum damage to Frank is the exact same as if I fake punched him. So to really sell it, I rolled a 5, damn. Unarmed Strike is on my character sheet. A total of 10.
Alright, you land a blow.
How does he have-
I guess it was
Frank!
Wait, Frank! Okay, I punch. Do 1 damage because I'm unarmed. It's 1 plus my strength modifier, so 0. But you can't do 0, so it's 1. And I grab him by the shoulder and I punch him in the gut. I'm like, we're doing it. Nice sell, buddy. Scream.
He's like, oh,
my God.
Good one.
You're so strong.
And then he tries to headbutt you. That's gonna be a 9 versus AC.
That doesn't hit, but I wish it did.
He ends up more like hugging you instead.
Oh! And as he moves forward, I put my face into it and let it connect, but it doesn't hurt me.
Don't headbutt Brad!
I was hoping his momentum was gonna make him fall on some beans.
He gave me freaking beans! Freaking beans! I was waiting for someone to make the joke. I was like, please.
Hey, don't wait. Do it yourself.
Lonnie.
Okay, I think I'm just going to go after the whale. How does he looking?
He's looking pretty rough.
Okay. Oh, he looks rough? Like, he looks in bad shape? Or he looks rough and
that,
tough?
I mean, between your punches and the poisonous beans and the falling on his face and Bercy just nailing him right in the gob. He's looking pretty rough.
Man, the thought of poisonous beans, I hate to think about it.
I would like to... So, after punching him in the blowhole, Lonnie does the superhero landing and lands down on the ground. Very, very, like, lightly, like a cat. And while I'm on the ground, I'd like to grab the beans in my hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to jump up.
Oh, she's gonna make coffee.
I'm going to jump up. And I'm going to punch the whale in his face 4 times.
Whoa!
I got a 19.
That hits.
A 14.
That hits.
A 17.
Mm-hmm.
A 20 and a 24. Wait, I'm sorry. Scratch the 24. That was 5 times.
All of those 4 hit.
Okay. So she has the beans in her hands. She jumps up. And she punches him one eye, then the other eye, and then just shoves her fist into his mouth with the beans in there and opens the fist. So the acid beans are now in his mouth.
God. Yuck. What a weird...
Now, wait, when you punch each eye, you've got fists full of beans, and you punch each eye. Are there little squirts of beans that come out of your hands while you punch?
Yes, of course. There's just like maybe like 1 or 2 beans squirt out, but the majority, I imagine Lonnie has big hands as myself, so she can hold like a quart of beans in these mitts, and she just...
I like to think you have one bean kernel between each knuckle as if... a girl holding her keys in her hands as she walks
yes.
in the car.
Like,
instead of like brass knuckles, bean kernel. That was very
bean knuckles.
Yeah, bean knuckles.
I think they're just called beans.
You shoved a whole bean pod inside his tear duct. His other blowholes.
Bean knuckles is Lonnie's new prison nickname.
Bean knuckles, yes.
That's what they called me in high school.
Did we specify what kind of beans these are? Are these baked? In my head, they're baked, but are these...
With the bits of bacon in it, sure.
And
makes
Toby's
it more
blood.
Dangerous, yeah.
And milk. They're milk beans.
What are we talking about for damage here?
46 damage.
46 damage?
That's not including the acid bean damage.
You are like... You see like teeth flying everywhere as you... Like... He might have like a skull fracture.
The only place that Lonnie is powerful is in prison with people with 14 hit points.
As you're hitting him, you're like, roll this beautiful bean footage.
I'm not stuck here with beans. You're stuck in here with beans.
Beans. And here's the thing. If it knocks him out, then they're not going to fuck with Tower of Grey anymore.
That's right. Damn, that's true.
It knocks him the fuck out. And Burp damn, sees bull. Him go down, and he goes, oh shit, Frank, let's get out of here.
I want to grab Frank's legs, if I can. Because we're hugging already, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to let go.
This guy is going to run off, unless one of you stops him.
Frank?
Burp?
Burp, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with this guy, and I'm just hugging him. We're like tickling. I'm tickling him.
Rowan, you do. You can do something if you want.
I'm gonna let him run away. I'm not gonna try to chase him.
Oh, wow, Burp will remember that.
Just to be clear, Frank and Toby are like
having a tickle fight.
They're locked in an embrace that's like, is this a hug? Is this fighting? I don't know.
Yeah, I have his nose right now, and I'm bragging about it.
Okay.
They haven't kissed, but Frank's ready to if it goes that way.
Roy walks up behind Frank and just really claps her hand down on his shoulder and, like, comes up close to him and is like, hey, Frank.
Let me get into Bercy's head here.
How much psychic damage does that do to Frank?
Let's beat the shit out of Frank.
He pees.
Bercy's like, good job, Brad. And he just comes and just plows Frank in the stomach. You see, like, Frank's, like, eyes go blank, and he's, like, flying through the air.
He, like, falcon punches him, like, super fucking hard. He bounces
his
around
eyes stay
arena.
In one place, but his body moves away very cartoonishly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then for the last turn of the round, Jimmy looks at Scud and goes, hey, man, my breath's not that bad.
Damn. Take 3 feelings damage.
And I think that's the end of combat and our episode.
And that was not as fruitful of a conversation as I expected it to be.
Is Frank dead?
No, Frank's not dead.
You have to wait till next episode, Tim.
Oh, yes.
Out.
I mean, you don't know. He's not.
Okay.
He might be dead.
We'll find out.
He's for sure barfing.
He's not dead right now, but he is flying through the air. So on impact, you never know.
We'll find out.
That's true. I hope his superhero lands.
And he just fucks up his knee really bad.
Like, oh, I broke all my bones. You know what else breaks all my bones? When all of you review Ye Old Podcast, I was talking to a couple people. I'm not really entirely remembering what story I'm trying to bring up right now, but there's a hazy memory of like 4 different people being like, God damn, we can't get anyone to listen to our show. Reviews are a great way to get people to find the show that you like, dear mm-hmm. listeners. So, as I've said dozens of times, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We owe so much of our community, not just to you listening, obviously, but to your reviews. It counts as like 27, no, probably like 2,000. If you listen to each episode 3 times, that's what it counts a review once, if not more. Actually, 100 times.
The math is solid.
The math is, yeah, it's there. Any damn way, thank you so much. You're the real heroes. Toby Treacle Tarts Beancast from United Kingdom says, thank you from the United Kingdom. Hey guys, big fan. Have been listening since 2013 and have really enjoyed the journey you have taken me on over the last 5 years. I've just recently caught back up after a brief hiatus and it was the nonstop Toby Treacle Tart bean munching action that tipped me over the edge to the point that I had to get in touch. I love it. You ever think about how vanilla soy latte is actually triple bean juice? Hey, thank you so
that's
much.
True.
They want to say more nice things. Jan Steen says, lovely. Thanks, guys, for a wonderful distraction. I recently had to put my dog down, and you have given me some good laughs to ease my soul.
I'm glad to
keep
hear
the
that.
Good work. Yeah, no, that's
the easing your soul part, not the other part.
Yeah, we just had our buddies over.
Yes. We've had some dog death in our life in the past year, and this fucking sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. Albie von Deutschland, I guess.
Deutschland.
Yeah. Abby von Deutschland. I was a German minor. Hey, Tim.
Deutschland.
I bet I can make you say butts. Slabber here finally caught up, so I thought I'd write a review to make Tim happy. These guys and gals have great chemistry and always make me laugh like a loon on my commute. Thrifty inspires me to say, sure, why not, when my players uproot my own carefully laid rails in their unintentionally loose interpretation of the rules while still having fun. Help me relax in my own rules lawyering. This is a great group of good people, and they earned every one of their 5 stars. Twister Sky from New Zealand. Very fun D&D podcast. The players have good rapport and leads to funny moments occurring each episode. I listened to this when I went alone overseas to Europe, when I was feeling sad or homesick, and it never failed to cheer me up. Thanks, everything, guys. Kinkers or Kool-Aid says, yeah, I can't believe how addicted I got to D&D. Thank God this has been here the whole time while I was looking for a fix in between sessions. Before this, I had to resort to making characters. Thanks, guys, for doing this. X-Handsome Mike X from United Kingdom says, caught up! Listen to every episode finally. Absolutely fantastic. Can't recommend it enough. Sudden Need says Shane Schmeling. After 104 I feel the need to write a nice review of this glorious cast of characters. Newer listener, and I can say it has gotten a lot better from the first 80 or so episodes.
I mean, that's true.
That's fucking true. It's probably because there's a few more character voices in the addition of the more sociopathic characters. It takes a bit to get into it, but well worth the listen, even if it was 4 years after the initial start. Thank you. Mad Dabs Kanata says, best D&D podcast that has drunks in the title. G'day, mate. Listening at half speed is... It definitely sounds drunker.
That's a maniac move, listening at half speed and not like 1.5 speed or whatever people fucking do.
Yeah. RJHUK from the United Kingdom says, oh, 100.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
11 episodes to go. Started listening to episode 1 around a month ago, and I'm 65 episodes in. The campaign is hilarious. Wait, you have a lot more than 65 episodes to go as of August.
No, so. No, they're 65 episodes. Oh. Yeah.
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 Well, not really the important part to hear. The campaign is hilarious. I'm not sure if you still do feedback, but would love to hear this during my efforts to get. Well, I can't
You'll
wait to
hear
it. And us be confused and really fucking dunk on you, man. Or woman, or non-binary person. Anemimos from the United States says, excellent. It took about a month of listening during my commute and all day at work to catch up. And the fact that so many people are going to the same and even further lengths to binge the show should tell you that it is worth your time. The chemistry and goofs are great, which will leave you feeling caught off guard when it makes you feel real feelings. 5 out of 5, would recommend. Spicy Kimchi says, one of the best podcasts I've listened to. This podcast is a guilty pleasure of mine. I started listening to it around a month ago, and now I'm in episode 100. Oh boy, something's wrong, but it feels so right. That's also a pretty accurate description of Tom the Dragonborn. P.S. Hello, future me. P.P.S. Tim is a good baby, and everyone loves him. I think we should end it there.
Yeah, perfect.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm in the basement fixing your Game Boys.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished getting your prison nickname, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. If you've been waiting to meet your favorite podcasters or other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. Get your ticket today and get ready for the geekliest weekend yet. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Spatial Harvest, Devastation and Revenge, Hit the Streets Version 2, Spirit of the Girl, and Clash Defiant are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.